ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। ब्रह्मानुचिंतनम से ब्रह्मानुचिंतनम ब्रह्म अनुचिंतनम अहमेव परम ब्रह्म वासुदेवाख्यमौयम् इति स्यात् निश्चितो मुक्तो बद्ध एवान्यथा भवेत्। अहमेव परम ब्रह्म निश्चितं चित्तचिन्त्यताम् चिद्रूपत्वादसंगत्वाद् अबाध्यत्वात् प्रयत्नतः। सो वेन यू टेल योर माइंड हे चित्त, यू आर एड्रेसिंग योर ओन माइंड, हे चित्त ओ माइंड, हे माइंड, मे इट बी रिपीटेडली ड्वेल्ट अपॉन with all possible efforts, prayatnataha, because dwelling upon the fact firmly that I self am Brahma, even though it is a fact, even it is understood, repeated dwelling upon is not an easy joke. Mind will not remain. See, even if you know water is H2O, still you can't be, if you imagine that you want to only dwell upon that, mind will go here and there. And I itself am Brahma, aham Brahma asmi, is a fact. And having understood this fact and repeated dwelling upon that fact also needs effort. Because dwelling upon needs effort, involves effort, because mind will not sit. Assimilation is not in, see, without understanding, assimilation is not possible, isn't it? You must understand first to assimilate. But assimilation needs what? Repeated dwelling. And if I repeatedly dwelling upon what you have understood clearly, needs what? You need steady mind for that. And because this is a problem. Therefore, prayatnataha means prayatnena. Prayatnataha means prayatnat. Prayatnat means prayatnena. See, yatnaha means effort. Prayatnaha means what? Some special effort. So prayatnataha means with all, by all possible efforts. The all possible efforts, O mind, may it be dwelt upon means may you dwell upon. May it be, it's in passive voice, isn't it? May it be dwelt upon means may you dwell upon. Passive voice is always used to make the expression emphatic. You want the expression to be more emphatic. Suppose, would you please give me, may it be given. Would you please give me, in Sanskritam, this is how, would you please give me, means what? That speech, isn't it? May it be given. Means you have to give. Same meaning, but emphasis is more, isn't it? So to make the expression more emphatic, and so they said in passive voice. So, ve chitta, chintayatu, chintaya, would have been easy. Instead of saying chintaya, vichintaya, the passive voice, what? Vichintyata. So what is implied here is, O mind, make all possible efforts, repeatedly dwell upon this fact firmly, that I itself am the truth. How do I say? Because what is Brahma? The truth implies Chem Brahma. What is Brahma? Brahma, we understand, the absolute, the abstract reality which is of the nature of limitlessness is implies the term Brahma. And what form does that reality obtain? Reality obtains in the form of pure knowledge. There's an expression, Jnanam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma or Chit Brahma means what? Reality is in the form of pure knowledge. Now we don't know, we only understand the word. And this reality, which is in the form of pure knowledge, is what? Is, we say, Chidrupatvat. Then, Chidrupatvat, Asangatvat. We also understand, this Brahman is Asangaha, Asangam. It is free from everything, means what? It is untainted, untouched. Asangam. It doesn't touch. Untainted. It's of the nature of untaintedness. Okay? One more thing we have what now? Say abadhyatvam. See, badhyatvam means it is never becomes negated. There's never a time it is not there. Badhyatvam means not being there for some time is being negated. Okay? It is never negated. It is never negatable as an object. It is never negatable as something which is not there. See, the thought comes and thought goes. There's a time the world is, there's a time the world is not. There's a time the essence is there, there's a time the essence is not. But which time is not the truth not there? Always there, isn't it? So, abadhyatvam here implies, one meaning is non-negatable. One meaning is what now? It's always there. There's never a time it is not there. So, these are the lakshanani, Brahma lakshanani. How the reality implied with the term Brahman is, Brahman is in the form of pure knowledge. Brahman is in the form of the, Brahman is asangam, it's untainted. Okay, Brahman is never negatable, it's always there. There's never a time it is not there. What is that? You see, the whole world gets, everything is what? Everything is negated, negatable here. Everything is badhyam here. The word badhyam helps you arrive at the reality being the Atma. Or Atma being the reality. How does each and every word help you arrive at the reality being Atma being the reality, Atma being Brahma? You take these three. Chidrupatvat, Asangatvat, three words are used here. Abadhyatvat. Everything in this universe is badhyam. Badhyam means negatable. Negatable is what now? It is not there always. It is not there always means what? Everything is object of knowledge here. Badhyam means, you know, that which comes and goes is not satyam. Anything and everything which comes and goes, which is there at some time, which is not there at some other time, is called badhyam. There's a time the world is not. So world is badhyam. So everything here is what? Badhyam only. Is it clear now? Badhyam means the two meanings. One is negatable. One meaning is that which is not there always. That which is always is what? Satyam. Trikala abadhitam. That which is always there, that which is never negatable is satyam. And here, the whole world, everything other than the reality is badhyam. Badhyam means negatable. Which comes and goes. Which is not there sometime, which is not there sometime. And then, when you say negatable, the entire object universe is badhyam. Your physical body is badhyam. Your sense organs are badhyam. Come under the category of badhyam. Your pranas are badhyam. Everything is badhyam. Everything is badhyam means everything is negatable. And what is non-negatable, even the ahankara, essence is negatable. Essence also is bhajya. What is that which is non-negatable, essence also comes and goes. The source of aham alone is what? Abhajya. Is it clear? Because of its nature of being this non-negatable, abhajyam, then asangam, and everything is tainted, everything is affected, everything is sang, isn't it? It is asangaha. Then everything is jadam here, everything is jadam here. And what is not jadam, if you see, finally even aham vritti is jadam. You know that? Aham vritti is also jadam only finally. The form is jadam finally. And what is that is not jadam then? The source of aham vritti. Body is jadam, everything is jadam. Jadam means everything is inert in nature. You say everything is inert in nature means what? Nothing in this world is aware of its own existence. Everything is jadam. Understand? Only one thing which is not jadam means what here? Only it is truth. Not jadam means what? It is the source of knowledge. It is pure knowledge. Therefore, chidrupam. If you analyze, and you can understand the source of that which obtains as a source of aham vritti is what? The pure knowledge. Vachidrupatvat, asangatvat, okay? Abadhyatvat is a what? Okay? Aham. So the reality obtaining as the truth of I, because of its nature of being conscious, because of its nature of untaintedness, because of its being there always, non-negatively, which is always there, this reality is identical with Brahma. Aham, it's very clear, I'm convinced firmly, isn't it? Nischitam, nischitam prayatnataha may one dwell upon this fact of one's own self being Brahma due to these three reasons. How do you understand self is Brahma? Chidrupatvat. The source of I is of the nature of consciousness. Is it true or not? Tell me. First, don't go to other two. Source of I is of the nature of consciousness or not? Head, nod your head. Chidrupatvat. The source of I is definitely of the nature of consciousness. And what is nature of reality, impalpable Brahma? Consciousness. Therefore, this I is identical with Brahma. Is it clear? Now next, source of reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is of the nature of untaintedness or not? Yes or not?
Yes.
How do you say yes? Because the source cannot be afflicted by, touched by the manifestation. Simple. Water cannot be touched by any waveform. Everything here, the externally, the whether the object of knowledge or the very knowledge obtained of a thought, everything being manifestation of knowledge, the knowledge, the pure knowledge, the source of knowledge cannot be tainted or touched by the manifest knowledge. So, asangatvat. That's very clear. Then, abadhyatvat. So, you can say badhyatvam, you also say afflictedness, unafflicted. Nothing can cause any destruction or change or anything to this source. Second thing, the manifestation comes and goes, the source of manifestation doesn't come and go. This kind of, these three. Now we can say, we arrive at the reality obtained from pure knowledge as something chidrupam, asangam and abadhyam. Abadhyam satyam, asangam satyam, then chidrupam satyam. That sattvas you arrive at it, then Brahman, that is how Brahman is, means, okay, aham Brahma then. Aham Brahmasmi. It's exactly saying, you know, suppose somebody says, how does sugar taste? Suppose, you know, how does ice cream taste? You're eating all day ice cream. And you don't know, I'm telling you, the meaning of ice cream, okay? You're already eating ice cream. And it is sweet, it is chill, and it has enough nice flavor, and all these things are there. But you don't know what you're eating is ice cream. And you're asking me, how does ice cream look? How does ice cream taste? I have to make you understand how ice cream is, isn't it? I tell you, it must be very chill. And then, as you're licking, you must feel your tongue must get... okay? May get numb. And then, it must be sweet, very sweet. It must have, you know, it must have this flavor, etc., etc. Oh! All those things you're saying, what I'm eating is ice cream. Why? The lakshanani, what all I'm telling, the lakshanam, the definitions I'm giving, I'm talking about, you know, tally with what you're eating. Oh, what you are saying, that ice cream, what you're explaining is, this one I'm eating, the same. In the same way here, Ahameva Brahma. Oh, that Brahman unfolded in Upanishads, all the textbooks. Nothing but myself. I myself am Brahma. How do you understand? Chidrupatvat. What is Brahma? Brahma Chidrupam. What is Brahma? The truth, the essential nature of the entire cosmos, implied by the term Brahma. Param Brahma, absolute reality. Oh, what is that reality? If you know, it is moksha, isn't it? If I discover that Brahma, I'll be free. I'll become everything. So, what is that Brahma? You say that Brahma is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is means anything inert is not Brahma. Pure consciousness. And because it is pure consciousness, it is not touched, tainted by anything here. Asangam. Jnanam chidrupam Brahma, Jnanam Brahma. Or you can say Asangam Brahma. Then Abadhyam Brahma. It is never negated, negatable. There's never a time it is not there. It's always there. Okay? Then you check, what is it which is always there? Oh, if Brahman is of the nature of consciousness, I am of the nature of consciousness, therefore aham Brahma. How do you know I the self am of the nature of consciousness? Because when you understand, I is manifestation of knowledge. The source of manifestation is pure knowledge. Therefore, I am essentially of the nature of knowledge. Is it clear now? Oh, that means aham Brahma. And being the pure knowledge, is unaffected by what? Untouched by manifestation. Therefore, I am pure knowledge, therefore aham Brahma. Is it clear now? Now, Brahman is what? It's abadhyam. There's never a time it is not. It's always there. Yes, I am always there. This goes, waking state goes, deep sleep state comes, deep sleep state goes, dream comes, dream goes, again waking comes. All the three states of mind are nothing but is manifestation of vrittis, knowledge in the form of thoughts, there is waking state. There's a different manifestation of thoughts, projection of thoughts again, dream state. No thought, deep sleep state. Thoughts go, thoughts come, and I am there like a witness, like the witness. I'm always like the fourth person. I'm always there witnessing thoughts being there, thoughts being not there, dream being there, dream being not there, world being there, world being not there, experiences being there, experience being not there. I am always there witnessing the experiences being there, experiences being not there also. Is it clear now? It means that which is always there is what? Abadhyam, non-negatable. Therefore, Brahman is Abadhyam, Brahman is Chidrupam, Brahman is Asangam. And I itself am of the nature of knowledge, I itself am of the nature of untaintedness, I itself am of the nature of non-negatable truth. Therefore, Ahameva Brahma. Therefore, I am Brahma Asmi. Iti nischitam, firmly. May you, O mind, may you dwell upon this fact of fact that I myself am Brahman because of this nature. This is my nature, this is the nature of Brahman, therefore I am Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it clear? Now, how should you do? With all possible efforts. Prayatnataha. Which means, for you to be able to see that I itself am of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, and I am the self am of the nature of untaintedness, I itself am of the nature of everlasting truth. For you to know this, what should you have done? You must have distinguished the I sense from the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, and see the I sense being not distant but distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. Then you have to analyze what this I is. Then you would have stumbled upon the truth choicelessly. Then from the standpoint of what you have stumbled upon, O Chidrupatvat, Asangatvat, Abadhyatvat, Aham Meva Brahma Asmi. Is it clear? That is very important. Suppose having the I sense strongly, without having shifted the I sense from the body, mind, sense complex, and still having I sense here also. Yeah, in the Vedanta class, I do understand I am the knower and the known, and I shift I sense from the known body to the knower. I understand. Again, I sense goes back. Isn't it? To the body. Having I sense in the body, then you cannot say that. Why? Body is not Chidrupam. What is body? Body, mind, sense, complex, everything is what? Achidrupam, Achetanam. And everything is Sangam. Not Asangam. Tainted. Touched, afflicted. Badhyam is negatable. It's not there always. Understand? Therefore, what is that means? This is how Brahman is. If you analyze, if you see what this I is, you understand this I is Chidrupam, Asangam, Abadhyam. If you understand this fact, may you dwell upon this fact. Dwell upon this and then with all possible efforts. Is it clear now? Okay, I'm going to the third verse now. Ahameva Param Brahma.
Ahameva Param Brahma.
Na chaham Brahmanah prithak.
Na chaham Brahmanah prithak.
Ityevam samupasita.
Ityevam samupasita.
Brahmano Brahmanisthitah. If people are not mature, they will feel very, very bored with this text. they will feel very, very bored with this text. One thing is repeated here. Only it's meant for assimilation. It's meant for only ascertainment. Isn't it? One thing is repeated here. No? Okay, the fact is repeatedly said so that you understand it. Otherwise, you'll feel bored with this. Ahameva param brahma.
Ahameva param brahma.
Na chaham brahmanah prithak.
Na chaham brahmanah prithak.
Ittevam samupasita.
Ittevam samupasita.
Ityevam samupasita.
Ityevam samupasita.
Brahmano brahmanisthita.
Brahmano brahmanisthita.
Okay, see. Samupasita. See, asita means may one sit. May one sit. Upasita means may one sit near. Sam upasita means may one sit near without any distraction. So may one sit near literally means may one place the attention of the mind near. That's the meaning. So near means in. So samupasita means may one place one's attention of the mind in the truth. Which means may one meditate, may one dwell upon, may one contemplate upon. May one contemplate upon, may one meditate on. Upasamupasita. Here not passive voice. Know why? The prefix sam is enough to take care of it. Sam means what? Without any distraction, may one focus on the nature of the truth. Which means may one contemplate, may one meditate on. So upasita. So who should meditate on here? Definitely, may one contemplate upon this fact. How can you contemplate upon the fact if you have not understood the fact? It's assumed that you already understood the fact. Through Shravanam. And one, because you already understood the fact that Aham Brahma Asmi. Definitely, this I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the truth. Aham cannot be resolved. If we say, where can you resolve the wave? Where can you resolve the wave? If we say, what is wave? You have to say, wave is water. If you say, what is the illuminator? You have to say, illuminator is light. If you say, what is this furniture? You have to say, what is this chair? This chair is plastic. You have to resolve this form chair indicated by the word chair serving a given purpose also should be this form, name and function called chair has to be resolved only in its truth called plastic. Isn't it? You have to simply say, chair is the form chair, the word indicating this form chair and the purpose served by this form chair all have to be resolved in one substance called plastic. Do you have any choice there? It's called cognitively resolving. Similarly here, if you say what is this, this word, is this I also is a first person singular present tense, you know, singular. First person singular pronoun, I. First person singular pronoun, I also is a word. The substantive. First person singular pronoun I, substantive I, also has been resolved in its corresponding substance. What is the substance of the substantive I? Where can I resolve it? I cannot be resolved anywhere. Chair has been resolved only in plastic, this particular blue chair where you are sitting now. And this door has to be resolved only in the wood, cognitively. Similarly, this first person singular pronoun I, the substantive I, has to be resolved cognitively only in its truth, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Is it here? Nowhere else. And such a person who has understood this fact is Aham Brahma Asmi. That reality, obtained in the form of pure knowledge, implied by the term Brahman, in which I is resolved. Thereby one who says Aham Brahma Asmi means you resolve the I sense in Brahma. Isn't it? And how do you know this? Because you Shravanam and Manan. Shravanam has helped you understand this fact. All you have understood this fact. And Aham Brahma Asmi. And one who has understood this fact, who is he? He is a Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, here, the person who has understood the self being Brahman, the self being non-different from Brahman, is a Brahmanaha. And that person, and remaining in that vision of self being Brahman, remaining in that vision of self being Brahman, Brahman is Sthitaha. Remaining in Brahman means what? The one who knows the self, the fact of self being Brahman, thereby one who remains in the vision of, one who is endowed with the vision of the self being Brahman. But Brahman is Sthitaha. Is it clear now? Brahman is Sthitaha means remaining in Brahman. Remaining in Brahman means what? If you know you are Brahman, you are in Brahman. If you don't know you are Brahman, you are not in Brahman. If you know wave is in water, where is wave? Wave is in water, isn't it? If you do not know wave is water, still wave is in water only, but you do not know. Is it clear what I am saying? So, Brahman is Sthitaha means remaining in that vision of Brahman, being endowed with the vision of self being Brahman, abiding in that vision of Brahman. Brahman is Sthitaha, Brahmanaha. The one who has the vision of the self being Brahman is Brahmana. And this Brahmanaha, one who has this vision of self being Brahman through the Shastra study and remaining in Brahman, may this person Upasita, may he continue to dwell upon this fact. Upasita. Is it clear? Samupasita. So Brahmanaha, Brahman is Sthitaha, Samupasita. Is it clear now? Brahmanaha, Brahman is Sthitaha, Samupasita. The knower of the fact of the self being Brahman, being endowed with that vision of self being Brahman, remaining in the vision of Brahman, okay, may one dwell upon this fact. One contemplate upon this fact. Is it clear? As what? What should we meditate upon? Ahameva Param Brahma. I the self am the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Param Brahma. I the self am the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Which is of the nature of limitlessness. Which means Aham Brahma. What does it mean? Na aham brahmanaha prithak. I the self am Brahma, absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, and which means I the self am non-different from Brahma. Aham Brahma asmi, what does it mean? I am not different from Brahma. Okay? I am non-different from Brahma. Brahmanaha aham na prithak. Na prithak means what? I am non-different from Brahma. Aham Brahmanaha from Brahman na prithak. I am not different. Is it clear? I am non-different from Brahma. Is it clear? So you don't say wave is water. You say wave is non-different from the water. Wave is non-different from ocean. The whole ocean, the wave is non-different from water. What do you say? Wave is water. Wave is non-different from water. Why? Because wave is water. Two ways of saying. First, wave is water. And say, wave is non-different from water. Non-separate from water. Is it clear? Similarly, when you say, aham brahma asmi, aham brahmanaha na prithak, I'm not different from Brahman. Which means what? It is emphasis. When you say it twice, two times when you say, the same fact is emphasized more. It is really, you are made to see this fact. Which means, this, if the aham brahma asmi means, you have to understand this, Brahman is asankaha. Brahman is also what? Not Brahman is asangam brahma. You use the term atma, you get to say atma asangaha, masculine gender word. Brahma asangam. Isn't it? When you say this, what does it mean then? Then repeatedly saying this fact, and who is subject to death? Who is subject to birth? It will definitely make you see, relieve you of all the wrong notions you have about the self. In assimilating, in ascertaining this fact which has been already understood. See, you can't assimilate the fact if you have not understood the fact. That is why Brahmanaha, who can Samupasita, who should be meditating upon this fact? The only for whom this is a fact. Suppose otherwise Swamiji used to say, aham brahmasmi, 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 aham brahmasmi. You repeatedly say, it is not contemplation. It is not contemplation. Some people say, simply ask, who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I? Swami used to say, idiot, idiot, get the answer. This is not my thinking, so I'm going to say this. Because then it's not simply asking the question, who am I? I'm not simply saying, aham brahmasmi. It's really, you must have already done this shravanam. And having done this shravanam means what? You already exposed the systematic teaching. You already exposed systematic teaching means what? You are exposed to systematic teaching means you know sampradaya. You know the sampradaya means what? You have been taught. No, there's a drit dishiveka prakriya has been already used. The avasthatare prakriya has been used. You are helped to see how I is. Is it help to distinguish the I from the non-self, from the non-self? You help to distinguish the I first of all. And thereafter, you also made to see how I is not distant from the anatma. The self is not different from, not distant from the anatma. Body, mind is complex. And even though it is not distant, but still it is distinct also. This I sense, which is not distant, which is distinct, what it is. You are helped to see how it is all, you are always there as the experiencer, knower. And the states of mind change, states of experience change. So all these different states are mutually exclusive, they're discontinuous. In all these discontinuous, mutually exclusive states of mind, how I is always there as the one and the same, and that I knower, you have to resolve where? Choicelessly resolve only in the truth. And that truth, what is the form? The truth is of the nature of formless, that you can't even explain, it's inexplicable. Why? It is of the nature of pure knowledge. No word can reveal the truth. Why? Any word you utter is only expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in your thought, and the source of which is this pure knowledge. Is it clear? That's why if the word has to come out, there must be already thought. That's why sometimes people come and blink. They can't speak anything. No, why? No thought rises. Why? People are dumb means what? They can't say anything. Why they're dumb? Knowledge is no manifestation of knowledge, no thought. A thought has to rise for a word to be expressed. If no thought comes, no word can come out. Is it clear now? Say expression, word is expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, and the source of which is the abstract formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That is why word can never reveal the reality. Is it clear? And you understand that reality, you arrive at it. Then that reality is of the nature of limitlessness. It is timeless, space limitless, object wise limitless, and that reality is simply the term Brahma, and therefore we say Aham Brahma Asmi. You understand it repeatedly, I'm saying Aham Brahma Asmi, for you to understand. Teaching is very clear, therefore understanding is very clear. There's no doubt. This much is very clear. And one who has this fact, one who has understood this fact of the self being Brahma, okay, the truth of I is implied by the term Atma. This Atma is what? Brahma, the truth of the whole. And one who has this clear understanding is called Brahmanaha. And as a Brahmanaha, as the one being endowed with the vision of the self being Brahman, where is he? He remains in what? He remains in the vision of self being Brahman. It's called a Brahmanisthitaha. Is it clear now? Brahmanisthitaha. See, Brahmanisthitaha means remaining with, remaining in the vision of, abiding in the vision of self being Brahman. It's called Brahmanisthitaha. So, Brahmanaha, Brahmanisthitaha. Such a person, he alone is qualified to what? Contemplate. Understand? If you are not a Brahmana, if you are not a Brahmanisthitaha, then samupasanam is not possible. So Brahmanaha, Brahmanisthitaha, samupasita, samyak upasita, may one repeatedly dwell upon. This fact, which one has already understood, that Aham Brahma Asmi. Brahma Asmi. And when you dwell upon, you also see this fact of self being non-separate from, non-different from that Brahma. Not only you simply dwell upon the fact that Aham Brahma Asmi, I self am the abstract absolute reality implied with the term Brahma. I am not, I myself am non-different from Brahma. repeatedly seeing this fact of one's own self being non-different from Brahma will help you resolve all the notions you have been entertaining for generations. Now, help you resolve all the wrong notions. That's why Shravanam is only for understanding. After understanding also, to resolve all his habitual errors. In the class, we understand, once you go out of the class, again, Dehartha Buddhi comes. That doesn't mean when you go outside, don't need to say Ahamatma. Don't need to say that. When a problem comes, you should know Ahamatma, I am free. Even this fear, no? Who dies? Of course, can you be objected towards your body? Of course, body, my body, anybody's body, one day body will defecate, disintegrate. Body will fall apart. Young or old, parabdha gets over, exhausted, definitely body will fall apart. If you can object it towards your body, then you are free from fear of death. How can there be fear of death? The fear of death is power only when you think, I am going to die. I am going to die is the cause for fear of death. The body is going to fall apart. You know, disintegration is going to happen definitely, which is inevitable. That's the nature of the matter. Because anything put together is subject to fall apart. The body is subject, is all intelligently put together. It's going to fall apart. It's the objective. This objectivity is possible. You will not be affected. Only when you see that you are, this is, I am non-different from Brahma. Means you see that if Brahman is eternal reality, which is timeless reality, which is spatial limitless reality, the truth of everything doesn't come and go. Where is the fear? Which means, Naham, Naham Brahmanaha Prithak, means what? I am non-different from Brahma. Naham Prithak Brahmanaha, I am not different from Brahman. When you say, it's emphasis, double emphasis. Double emphasis is what? To ascertain the fact. Emphasis the fact that Aham, definitely I am Brahman, but I am not different from Brahman. Is it clear? No. Cha and. Say, I the self am the absolute reality in the term Brahma. And not only I am Brahma, and I am not different from Brahma. The cha is added just to add, admit the self. Cha means and. Prithak means different. Na prithak means what? Non-different. I am non-different from Brahma. I am non-different. See, when you say non-different from Brahma means, when you say wave is non-different from water, what implies wave is non-different from water means everything is water, wave is non-different from the ocean also. Wave is non-different from the other wave also. Why? From the standpoint of the truth of everything being one and the same. See, for one thing to be different from another thing, there must be two independent things. Two independent factors must be there. Only then one thing can be different from other thing. If I remove the chair from here, after removing the chair also, this table can continue to be here. This table is not dependent on the presence of this chair here, for it to be present. The chair can be independently here without the table being around. The table can be there without the chair being around. One thing is taken away, still one thing can continue to be there. Then there are two, accountable as two, isn't it? Whereas, when there's a second thing here, the reference to ocean, you say, what is there's only one truth called water. Without the water, one wave, all the waves, the entire ocean will disappear. Therefore, we say what? Devotion is non-different from water. Any wave is not different from water. All the waves are non-different from water. What is only the water. There are not two different things here. What is only the truth called water. Nothing is different from water here. What is only the things here also? What is here is only the reality. And which is what, which doesn't come and go, which is beginningless, endless, changeless, everlasting, timeless, eternal reality. And in what form does it obtain? You only arrive at the reality in what form? You can't talk about the form of the reality. You only understand the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. And how do you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing? Only when you understand, when you see what is I is, when you analyze, you search for the truth of the I. What is this I? Where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? There's a time it is, there's a time it is not. When you search for it, you end up what? You arrive at the truth of the reality being formless, abstract, inexplicably subtle. And when you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. But what I'm saying? There's only way you understand reality being the pure knowledge, pure consciousness. I always tell, Swami used to tell this many times, reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. That is when arrived in terms of its nature of being conscious, being aware. Is it clear? Because I itself is subtle, very subtle. You have to distinguish it and understand it being distinct. Then you arrive at it. Repeatedly dwell, you see the fact. So I am this means, and I am non-separate, I am non-different from the reality. Essentially. Is it clear now? Therefore, not only aham brahmasmi, I am non-different from the reality means, what is only Brahma, and I am that Brahman, I am non-different from Brahma. Naham brahmanaha naham prithak brahmanaha natcha aham na aham brahmanaha prithak. I am not different from Brahma means what? I am definitely Brahman only. What is that Brahma? Beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, indestructible reality. Then what is subject to the death then? How to change then? What about the pain then? Who has pain here? Pain is, what is pain, what is desire, what is anger? Understand every emotion, every situation, the nature of everything, every change is happening in life from the standpoint of the reality. See everything, what is desire, what is anger, what is jealousy, what is hated, when it is, how it is, why it is. What is birth, what is death, what is that going through the paths of opposites? In the light of the knowledge of the truth, the self being this in Brahma, from the standpoint of this truth, you see, you can be objective towards everything. The problem is, where do you see it from? If you see it from the standpoint of, I sense being identified with the body, mind, and complex, I have, I go through, I suffer. If you see it from the standpoint of the truth, having cognitively resolved the essence in the truth, you can understand everything is Brahma. Jealousy is Brahma, hatred is Brahma, anger is Brahma, pain is Brahma, pleasure is Brahma, time is Brahma, change is Brahma. Is it true? Naham prithaka brahmanaha. I am non-different from Brahma. With this one verse, I can talk for 1 month or so. See, this one, these are all the verses just for you to see already what is being said. It's not for us to go back and then see later on. See in the class and you think about what is being said in the class. Not for learning anything here. What is there for you to learn here? Some people know they sing this as bhajan. It's not for singing, it's for understanding. It is only for dwelling upon the fact which you have already understood through Shravanam. So Brahmanaha, Brahmanisthitaha, Aham Brahma Asmi, Ahameva Brahma Asmi, Naham Brahmanaha Prutaka Iti Evam Samupasita. Is the Pahada. May one dwell upon this fact that I the Self am the absolute reality and I am not different from reality. When you say I am not different from Brahma means what? I am what Brahman is. Isn't it? So knowing this knowledge, some people ask, knowing, having this understanding, will it give me some miraculous powers that I can live forever? Again. It's another problem, isn't it? Whether you know, you don't know, one day this body will fall apart. People want this knowledge for some miraculous power that they can... People come and tell me this, no? Somebody was in tapas and their body is there for 1,000 years, 2,000 years. They talk very highly of body being there for 1,000 years. So what? What are you gaining? If somebody else's body is there for 1,000 years, 3,000 years, mummy. So what is there for us? What do I gain by that? Swamiji used to teach us this. Ask this question, what is there for me? No, that one somebody's body is there, kept alive. It's kept for 1,000 years, they've been preserving it there. So what? So what? See, in the museum we have so many bones, you know, Swamiji used to say, so many things are there. Wood is there, fossils, wood is there, all fossils are there. So what? Even tree in our Chennai, IIT campus, there's so many trees, which very, very old trees. So what? What is there for me? We get excited about so anything. What is there for us? If you ask the question, you understand everything. We need to get rid of the fear. Okay? Getting rid of fear means no miracle can relieve you of the fear. Miracle can make you emotionally hang. No, lean on a person to feel secure. Person or situation. Against emotional entanglement. You shift your dependence from something else to something else for you to feel secure. That's all. What is that one thing which will relieve you from fear for good? The phenomenon called fear is resolved for good. I tell you, if there is fearlessness, you are free. You are free emotionally, you are free from dependence. Then you are free from sense of insecurity centered on I. There is no greater luxury than being free from a sense of insecurity centered on I. Insecurity is very, 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 very natural for every human being. Feeling insecure is very natural. You know, it's all bondage. Dependence is bondage. Independence is freedom. And which means independence is possible only when you are, is it, free from sense of insecurity centered on I, and for which then one must be free from the very fear. The fear has to resolve, a phenomenon called fear has to be resolved for good, until you have to see this, understand the fact about the death. Death is a change happening on the part of the physical body, which is a natural thing, which is non-preventable, unalterable, that because body being something put together, and it is subject to fall apart. It's subject to get disintegrated. So disintegration, body subject to disintegration is the death, and which is something very natural. And here, can you be objective towards your own body? You can be objective means your essence must have been cognitively shifted and resolved in this truth, the absolute reality, obtaining in him of pure knowledge implied by the term Brahma. Is it clear now? It doesn't mean, see, having this understanding in no way will affect, no way should affect your normal human life that you have to live in this world. Another big problem. People, once you have this knowledge, that doesn't mean, see, if you understand what is H2O, the fact, what way does it affect your life? Understanding a fact, any fact, you study medicine, you study physics, you study chemistry, you study biology, in every discipline, you understand many facts. In mathematics, understanding any fact, in no way, it affects your daily life, living a normal human life, isn't it? And this wisdom also is what? Aham Brahma Asmi is also an absolute fact, not ordinary fact. Absolute fact, abstract fact, subtlest fact. Understanding this fact and assimilating this fact also what? Your whole perspective will change. In no way will it affect your change problem in living, you're living a normal human life. At the same time, you'll be more prudent, be more cautious, you'll be more intelligent, that you will live your life very intelligently after this understanding, that you will not be affected by anything. Doesn't mean you should go away somewhere. Having this knowledge means you have to go away somewhere and then... No. So a lot of people think a lot of misunderstanding about the spirituality and things. It is for living your life more intelligently. And you will know, even in the light of this teaching, you will see what marriage is for, what family is for, and how even in family, in life, married life or unmarried life, life means how problems will be. You can anticipate problems. You can expect problems. And if the problems come, you will not be affected by the problems. This is what I'm saying. It's all understanding. So that's why the spiritual wisdom in no way will change your life. Will need to change your living a normal human life. So ahameva param brahma na eva param brahma na chaham brahmanah prithak aham brahmanah prithak ityevam samupasita brahmano brahmanisthitaha brahmano brahmanisthitaha brahmanisthitaha. So here what happens, why does he say na aham na brahmanah prithak, I am not different from Brahma? Why it is said here, you know that? Because when you have in ignorance, when you naturally, helplessly, choicelessly, all of us have identity with the body mind sense complex. Very naturally. When you have identity with the body mind sense complex, then definitely you see yourself being different from the whole. See, I am non-different from Brahma means what? I am non-different from the whole. I want you to understand this. When you say wave is non-different from the water means, wave is non-different from the entire ocean. Understand? Cognitively you have to see this fact. Is there a difference between wave and ocean at all or not? Definitely there is difference between wave and the ocean, and that difference itself is mithya. Difference itself is what? Between the wave difference, wave ocean difference is mithya. Which means what? Difference is, it is relatively there. The difference is relative difference. Absolutely there is no difference. There is only non-difference. Which means from the standpoint of the water, there is neither the wave nor the ocean. Therefore, there is no wave-ocean difference or wave-wave difference. When you understand the fact, see, first thing is, there are two things. First, you understand wave is water. Then you say what? Wave is non-different from the water. Wave is non-different from the water, which means the entire ocean is water, therefore wave is non-different from the ocean. Wave is non-different from the ocean. Is it clear? This non-difference is what? From the standpoint of the truth, you appreciate the fact of wave being non-different from Brahman, the whole. Is it clear? Is it clear? See, when I say wave is non-different from water, and the entire ocean is what? Water. Therefore, wave is non-different from the ocean. Is it clear? Which means the whole ocean is water only. What is there is only water. Therefore, from the standpoint of the fact, knowledge of vision of the fact that all that is there is water with reference to ocean, we can say wave is non-different from the whole ocean. Is it clear? In the same way, you have to say first aham. We come to this aham vritti. Okay? This aham, why do you say aham? Every time this is what we use. This is what is the expression all the time we say to refer to ourselves. This aham is also, which is expression of the manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the thought, the source of which is what? The abstract formless reality obtaining in the realm of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness implied by the term Brahma. And this reality, this abstract formless reality, pure consciousness implied by the term Brahman, is the truth of the whole jagat. Idam also. Therefore, the whole universe is what? The whole is idam sarvam Brahma. That's why this morning I said, what did he say? Sakalam idam aham. Sakalam idam aham Brahma. Vasudevaha. Sakalam idam aham Vasudevaha. Sakalam idam aham Vasudevaha, I said. It means simply Brahma. So the whole jagat is Brahma. Means I am non-different from Brahma. Means I am non-different from the whole. From the stand, relatively I am different from the world. Absolutely I am non-different from the whole. I am non-different from Brahma. Is it clear now? Absolutely I am non-different from the whole. From the standpoint of the absolute reality. But relatively I am different. From the standpoint of the body, mind and complex, definitely there is difference. The standpoint of the truth, I am non-different. Naham Brahmanaha Prathak. So, in ignorance, when you look at yourself as being different from the world, That is when you can call yourself a jiva. When are you jiva? Are you jiva? Are you an individual? Yes, when are you individual? In ignorance, when you have identity with the body, mind, sense complex, when the I sense obtaining in the form of thought is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, you are an individual with all limitations superimposed upon this I, isn't it? Then you are a jiva. And the I is distinguished and dissolved in this truth, and you see yourself with Brahma, then you are what? You are Brahma. You don't become Brahma. Is it? If you see the in your perception, wave form is real as long as you don't see the water. Once you see the water, you resolve the wave form in the water, then what is there is only water. Is it clear? Similarly, here, in knowledge, there is jivatvam. In ignorance, there is jivatvam. In knowledge, there is brahmatvam. Don't attain the Brahman status. You're already Brahma. Jiva is the status you temporarily you enjoy in ignorance. In knowledge, you don't attain the Brahman status. You take ownership of yourself being already Brahma. This called is what? This is what is called seeing oneself being non-separate from, non-different from Brahman, the truth, the whole. Is it clear? So this is the fact. So here this Acharya says, may one repeatedly, may the Brahmanaha, who has understood this fact clearly through Shravanam, thereby who abides, who remains in the vision of oneself being non-separate from Brahman, dwell upon this fact repeatedly, that aham, that I the self am the absolute reality, Brahma, and not only that, may one dwell upon the fact of one's own self being non-different from Brahma, non-separate from Brahma, the whole. Is it clear? This is a fact. It is not for talking about, not for discussing. It is for dwelling upon. If you have understood, dwell upon. If you have not yet understood, try to understand. I am not saying this. That's what implied here. If you have understood the fact, then stop talking. Dwell upon the fact. Why? Dwelling upon this fact will help you assimilate the fact. In assimilating the fact, you can enjoy the benefit of the fact. That's the only way you can resolve all the wrong notions you have about yourself. The only way you can have the habitual errors also corrected. Then you can enjoy the benefit of this knowledge. Otherwise, if you have not understood, then why do you worry about contemplating? Try to understand this fact. Is it clear? That's not. He doesn't say try to understand. I'm saying all those things, but what all implied here? The samupasita, brahmanaha, brahmanisthitaha, samupasita. Okay. Now, next verse, he's going to say how this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is eternal, which is everlasting, which is timeless, which is space limitless, which is all pervasive, and how is this reality? How is this reality, implied the term Brahma, available for recognition? How is it there? How is it? That is said in the next verse. How the reality is. It is said in the next verse. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam.
Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam.
Chaitanyam cha nirantaram Tad brahmahamiti jnatva Katham varnashrami bhavet Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam Chaitanyam cha nirantaram Tad brahmahamiti jnatva Tad brahmahamiti jnatva Katham varnashrami bhavet See, what is Brahma? Tad Brahma. No, there is, okay, Brahma is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. And that reality implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Reality is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Okay. How do you know that? You have already done Shravanam. Through Shravanam, you have been listening for quite some time. All the prakriyas used in the teaching helped you distinguish the self and understand self being distinct from the non-self in terms of body, mind, and complex. And you see, you have arrived at the fact that reality is of the nature of pure knowledge. When you arrive at the reality as the truth of the I, you understand the reality in terms of its nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that from the standpoint of the consciousness, the reality, you see what? Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Vinirmukta means free. Muktam means free. Nirmukta means what? Free. Vinirmukta means absolutely free. Isn't it? Viseshena nischayena muktam. Is it clear? Vinirmuktam. Is it too much for you? It's okay? Don't feel bored, no? To make sure. He's a baby in the class. One more baby is going to come. She'll come tomorrow. Vinirmuktam, absolutely free. What is free now? We understand. See, you, for you to see the fact that the reality is free from all the upadis. Free from all the upadis. What are the upadis here? We can say physical body is an upadi. Mind is an upadi. Sense organs are upadis. Pranas are upadis. It means an abode of enjoyment in terms of physical body is an upadhi. Instruments of enjoyment in terms of sense organs are upadhis. Organs of instruments of actions in terms of karmendriyani are all upadhis. Instruments of action, instruments of knowledge, then abode of enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment. They're all upadis. And what about the instrument of knowledge? The mind, you say here. When I say mind is instrument of knowledge, when I say, even all the thoughts, isn't it? It's also what? Upadis only. They are upadis. Now, see, reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which you have arrived at as the truth of I, is free from the thoughts. Is it true or not? Just as water is free from the wave form, similarly here, reality is free from all the thoughts. Reality is free from the mind. Reality is free from sense organs. Reality is free from the organs of actions. Reality is free from the mind. Reality is free from the physical body. Reality is free from all the physiological functions, which means reality is not dependent on the mind or sense organs or organs of actions or the physical body for its existence. Body mentions complex. Reality is not dependent on body mentions complex or their functions for its existence. Whereas the body mentions complex are dependent on the reality for their existence, also for their functioning. For the body to be the body, for the mind to be the mind, sense organs to be the sense organs, for them to be function as what they are, they are dependent on the reality for their very existence. Is it clear now? So what is dependent, what is independent, you must be very clear. So being dependent is what? Being bound. And being independent is being free. Reality is absolutely free. Reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge implied by the term Brahman, the Atma, is independent of the body, mind, sense complex for its existence. Consciousness is not dependent on the body for its existence. Consciousness is not dependent on the sense organs for its existence. Consciousness is not dependent on physiological functions for its existence. In fact, physiological functions are happening because of the blessing of consciousness. Sense organs are functioning as sense organs because of the blessing of consciousness. And body is here as physical body, with all its functions is here because of the blessing of consciousness. Which means, blessing means what? Presence of consciousness is blessing. Presence is blessing. Existence is blessing. If I say, it's because the blessing of the light, we all can see each other. Means what? Does the light bless us here? Presence is blessing. Is it clear now? Presence is blessing. So, sannidhi eva what was? Sannidhyam is anugraha. Okay? Presence is blessing here. So, consciousness by its mere presence, by its mere existence of consciousness itself is blessing. Presence of consciousness, presence of the reality in the form of consciousness is what? Blessing. Because of which the function is possible. The life is possible. The body is capable of functioning as the body. Every organ is capable of functioning as functioning because of the presence of consciousness. So in the presence of consciousness, in consciousness, body enjoys existence, mind enjoys existence, sense organs enjoy existence. All the functions are possible in consciousness. Whereas consciousness is absolutely independent of the body, mind, sense complex and its functions for its existence. So consciousness is free from upadis. And consciousness is distinct consciousness, obtaining as a truth of every body, mind, sense complex. Understand? But available for recognition is the truth of I. Consciousness obtaining as the essence of entire body, mind, sense complex, available for recognition as the truth of the I, is distinct, at the same time not distant. It pervades the entire body, mind, sense complex. It is not limited by the peripheries of the body, mind, sense complex. It is one, all pervasive, it is independent, it is free. Upadhi vinirmuktam. Is it clear now? Upadhi vinirmuktam. We say anything you talk about, there's a chair, or light, or mic, or house, or fan, or the body, your nail, your skin, your eyebrow, your nose, your teeth, your skin, head, or trunk, anything. We say is, anything is existent means, enjoys existence means, it is not outside of knowledge. Okay, you are outside of the reality in the form of consciousness. Everything enjoys existence in consciousness. Like what? Wave enjoys its existence in the water. Because water is the existence of the wave. Similarly here, everything in the whole universe enjoys existence means, the body enjoys existence means, existence of anything is not outside of consciousness. The existence enjoyed by everything here is consciousness. Whereas consciousness is free from all the upadis. Is it clear? Do you see this fact now? Seeing this fact right now here is what? Being contemplative. Seeing the nature of the reality. Do you see this or not? See, it takes some time. Suddenly come to listen to this Brahmana Chintanam, it will be difficult. You have already heard for so much some time. When you listen to this, it'll be easy. Therefore, it is said here, Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam. How Brahman is. It's called what now? How the reality implied by the term Brahman is. How is the reality? They say Brahman, Brahman, don't, okay? How is the reality? How is the vastu here? How is Atma here? This abstract reality implied by this, all these terms, Atma or Brahma, how is it? It is always, it's ever free from all these upadis. It's free from the limitations of upadis, free from all the upadis. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. And what is this reality? This reality which is free from all these upadis is nothing but pure consciousness. Reality, this is where directly the word is used, chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, reality. You want to know what is chaitanyam, you should know, really. Chaitanyam, consciousness. Consciousness, can you say what is consciousness? Can you show something? This is mic, this is table, this is picture. Consciousness is consciousness. Can you show? Everything is consciousness here. We are going to see later on. Beautiful verses are coming later on. Okay? So consciousness is what? This reality which is free from all limitations, which is free from all the upadis, is nothing but pure consciousness. Chaitanyam. And it is nirantaram. So antaram means gap. Nirantara means what now? It is nirantara, we have to say, time-wise, it is always nirantaram. Spatially, nirantaram. It is spatially, it's everywhere, it is always. Nirantara means what? Isn't it? Nirantara means always, everywhere. There's no time when it is not, there's no place where it is not. The word nirantaram implies two things. There is no time it is not. There is no place where it is not. There is no time when it is not. There is no place where it is not. It is always, it is everywhere. And this is what is Brahma. This is how the reality is. Reality is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. It is always, it is everywhere. There is no time it is not, there is no place it is not. Nirantaram this is. And this reality is absolutely free from all the upadis. It is free from jiva upadis in terms of body, mind and complex. It is free from Ishwara upadi jagat also in terms of universe. This reality is free from the entire cosmos, the entire objective universe. Reality is free from the jiva upadi, the individual upadi in terms of body, mind, sense complex. Ishwara upadi is jagat, jiva upadi is body, mind, sense complex. Which means reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness is not dependent on the world, jagat. Is Ishwara upadi or individual upadi, body, mind is complex for its existence. Sarva upadi vinirmuktam, which means the universe is dependent on the reality for its existence. Jiva upadi is a body, mind is complex, is dependent on the consciousness for its existence. Whereas reality, the consciousness is absolutely free from, independent of the world and the body, mind is complex. All the upadis. Is it clear? History. And this is how the reality is. And this is what this is. This it is this reality which is in this form is implied by the term Brahma because of its nature of limitlessness, timelessness. And that Brahma, that reality implied by the term Brahma, Ahamasmi. Okay, that Brahma Ahamasmi. It is this reality implied by that word Brahma, nothing other than myself, it is myself. Okay, Ahamasmi. That Brahma Ahamasmi, that reality implied by the term Brahma, which is in the form of pure knowledge, which is free from all the upadis, is none other than myself. Why? This is how I arrive at it. It does not mean nothing else is Brahma. Aham Brahma asks me, why do you say that? Everything is Brahma, but that Brahma which is Brahma of everything is arrived at only as my own real nature. Very important thing. See, when you say Brahma, Aham Brahma asks me, what does it mean? The reality of the whole cosmos implied by the term Brahman is arrived at, can be arrived at only as my own real nature. Means only as the truth of I. Which means you can never arrive at the reality as the truth of an object. Even though truth of an object, reality of every object is the same reality, you can never arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing as a nature of object. Now, that's what scientists are doing. They probe into what? They go, what is this? What is this? What is this? You go from particle to something and then from something to something, something to something, go to black hole. You go on and on and on and on. As long as your search is about the object, you arrive at some other, so many other small, subtle facts you arrive at. But what they cannot arrive at it, consciousness. So reality in terms of its nature of consciousness can be arrived at only as the truth of I, the knower, the subject. Therefore, is it clear now? Therefore, everything is Brahma. All that is, there is only Brahma. The truth of the whole cosmos is, reality of the whole cosmos is implied by the term Brahma. But how is it arrived at? It can be arrived at only as the truth of I. myself. That is why Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. This is how Brahman is. This is how the reality is. This is how the reality implied by the term Brahman is. Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam Chaitanyam. You know, Nirantaram Tad Brahma Ahamasmi Iti Jnatva. Once having understood this fact very clearly, this reality Brahma, obtained from a pure consciousness, which is free from all the upadis, and which is always everywhere. If having arrived at that aham, I am that reality, if you arrived at means, afterwards, katham, what they said, katham, varnashtami bhavet. Afterwards, I'm going to close the book again. Katham varnashtami bhavet. How can one claim oneself to be a person of a different, the person belonging to a different class, a given class, or given stage of life? Suppose one can say, "What? I'm a brahmachari. I'm a student. I'm a householder. I'm a meditator. I'm a vanaprasthi. I'm a sannyasi." For one to say that, so for a person, for anyone to have any identity, I'm a Brahma, aham a Brahma, aham brahmachari, I'm a student, I'm aham grihastaha, I'm a householder, I'm a vanaprasthi, you know, I live a meditative life, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a renunciate. Means what? These are all different qualifications every human being has when a person goes through different stages of life. And all these, you know, all these identifications as a brahmachari, as a householder, as a vanaprasthi, as sannyasi, all these identifications are based on what? Are possible. All these qualifications are based on one's identification with the body mind and complex, isn't it? Qualifications are based on the qualifications one has in different stages of life, based on one's identity with the body mind and complex. Is it clear? An identity with the body mind and complex is possible only in ignorance. Qualification, any title one entertains, one has, and when a person goes through a given stage of life, is based on one's identity. An identity with the body, mind, and complex. An identity with the body, mind, and complex, what no, presupposes the ignorance. Similarly, not only ashrama identity, also varna identity. Aham kshatriyaha, aham brahmanaha, aham vaishyaha, aham shudraha. This identity also, this also what? Again, this also is a title, the qualification one can have only when a person has identity. Isn't it? Whether ashrama qualification or varna qualification. All these different qualifications are based on one's identity with the body mind and complex. An identity with the body mind and complex presupposes the ignorance of the self being Brahman. And if a person has this knowledge, the clear vision of the self being the absolute reality, obtaining him of pure consciousness, implied by the term Brahma, which is free from all the upadis, jagad upadi, and also what? Body, mind, complex upadi, jiva upadi and ishwar upadi, and which is nothing but pure knowledge, and which is always, which is everywhere. That is the truth. If person has this clear vision, he says, this is what this self. Aham, tad brahma aham asmi, that reality I am. A person has this clear vision of the self being Brahman. After the vision, in ignorance, identity is possible and thereby qualifications are also possible. Wrong identity is possible. In a clear vision of the self being Brahman, where there cannot be any identity. Is it? There can't be any identity. All that is there is only Brahma means Aham Idam Sarvam, I the self and the whole. There clear vision. There can't be any identity with any given body, mind, and complex. Identity will be shifted from one individual body, mind, and complex to the whole cosmos. There is no identity. In a clear, when the vision is there, the vision and wrong identity cannot go together, cannot coexist. Therefore, how can one claim oneself to be in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Brahman, in being endowed with this vision of the fact of oneself being Brahman, how can there be any wrong identity? How can there be this identity with the, you know, with the varna or ashrama, as aham brahmanaha, kshatriyaha, vaishyaha, etc. How can there be any identity as aham sannyasi, aham vanaprasthi, aham grihastha, aham brahmachari? No identity is possible. So varna bhedaha, ashrama bhedaha, all these qualifications, all possible only when there is identity with the body, mind, and its complex. It's all possible only in ajnanam. Even if somebody claims, I'm a sannyasi, means we understand there's a big bloated ahankara. Bloated, fat ahankara means, you know, there's a very strongly rooted ignorance. Relatively we can say, I'm a sannyasini, I cannot do these things. It's a different thing, but all the time the thing comes on, I'm a sannyasi. Then where is jnanam? Relatively is okay, isn't it? But it must be very clear. Absolutely, where is sannyasi, where is brahmachari, where is a grihastha, where is a teacher, where is a student, where is the world, where is mother, father, difference? Absolutely, from the standpoint of the truth, all are one. Is it clear? Now you have 4 verses to memorize. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.